99.5 Kicks Country with Shotgun Charlie Walker. And what can you say about our next guest? He is a country music superstar, Southern rock legend, and quite frankly, one of the nicest and greatest Americans I've ever met, Mr. Charlie Daniels. How are we doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. How y'all doing?
Oh, we miss you down here in Valdosta.
Well, you know what? I was in Valdosta, Georgia, living in the Daniel Ashley Hotel day that World War II ended. Yeah, I remember that day. I was probably 7, 8 years old, something like that. You would thought it was Broadway in New York. People were having a time. But anyway, how's it going down that way?
Yeah, everything is going great beyond belief. And I understand we're going to be doing a monster celebration up there in Nashville coming up.
We are tomorrow night, Stone Arena, Volunteer Jam 20. Which is a little deceptive because we actually started 44 years ago, but we haven't done one every calendar year. So, believe it or not, it's hard for me to look back and say it's been 44 years since the first one in 1974, but it has.
Featuring not only you and your band, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Alabama, Alison Krauss, it's going to be a monster party.
Absolutely. Doubt about it.
Charlie, what is your favorite memories of past jams?
You know, one of the couple of things I remember, the night that I was standing on stage, it's Saturday night in Nashville, and we looked over the side of the stage, and Roy Acuff was standing over there, one of my all-time heroes. And it was Saturday night, and he'd come out between shows at the Grand Ole Opry just because he knew it would make me so happy. And we brought him out on stage. He did a couple of tunes. Of course, the crowd loved it, but that was one of the nights. And then the first day that the Lynyrd Skynyrd band played at the plane crash was a Volunteer Jam. And,
yes, sir.
They came and did a instrumental version of Free Bird, and somebody hung one of those little gambler's hats that Ronnie used to wear on an empty mic stand, and it was a pretty touching moment.
Good Lord. Now, I saw you a few months ago. We went up to Nashville to the Grand Ole Opry, but you just tore the whole place up. You are a master, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I've spent my life learning to do that.
Yes, is there any chance we might have, instead of a Volunteer Jam, a Valdosta Jam? We'd like to move it down here to South Georgia.
Well, you know what? It would be hard to move the whole thing down there, but I think we'd probably get CDB and a couple bands come down there and play for us sometime. Wanted it before, why not do it again?
I'm all for it. Yes, sir. We'll definitely get the stage for you. Ain't a problem. Now, one thing I would like to say, Charlie, you love your patriotism and you love your country.
My patriotism goes back to the Second World War. I remember when Big Pearl Harbor was bombed. I remember America being as close to 100% patriotic as it ever has been or probably ever will be. And, you know, I came to a time when everybody believed in God. Everybody supported their family or people that didn't were looked down on pretty hard. Mm-hmm. And they were just, I mean, it was a different time. It was a gentler time, and people say it was a better time. I don't know if it's any better or worse or not, but it sure was different.
Yes.
It was simpler.
Yes.
And I've grown up that way. I've grown up with that patriotism in my heart. And I think America is the greatest thing that ever happened to planet Earth. I mean, as far as a modern day country is concerned.
We actually do the Pledge of Allegiance. We have the kids calling up every morning doing the Pledge of Allegiance. But we need to start teaching our kids better, don't we?
Definitely. That's where it all starts. That's where we went off the rails, basically.
Yes, sir.
We got into, and a lot of started with education. We used to take prayers, we had prayer over our intercom in school every morning.
Yes, sir.
We did the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stood up for the national anthem. You know, it was like that thing of, this is our country. No matter what color I am, no matter what creed I am, what religion I am, what this I am, what that I am, this is my country here. This is the best country in the world. It's big enough for all of us. It's big enough for our ideas, our ideologies. But this is our country. We've got to defend it together. We've got to come together in a way that will let us defend it with all our hearts.
Every time I turn around, you fighting the devil in that fiddling contest, and it looks like tomorrow night, you're going to be doing it again.
Georgia, you know.
Sir, I would love to have been there. I'm not going to be able to in Nashville, but I'm definitely going to hit you either in Macon or when you're playing with my buddy Travis Tritt down to St. Augustine.
Well, I hope you'll come to one with Travis because we have a great time together.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I know you got a lot of calls you taking care of today. Sir, God bless you from the bottom of our hearts. And we love you right here in South Georgia, and I can't wait to see you again.
Save me some pecans.
I'd do it for you.
They say pecans everywhere else. We say pecans.
Yes, sir, we do.
Thank you, guys.
God bless you.